Blog Talk Radio.
Baruk Dayan HaEmet.
It was a hard job to take on, to make us all believe the conflict times rescue us from evil claws. They wanted to achieve a bench to get respect, defend our sanctity, patriot of the continent. I give all my confidence. Redemption, where they're gone, where they're been.
Yeah.
homage to the martyrs.
Tribute to the martyrs.
Love it. The Tutor man set example like Toussaint L'Ouverture. Chase all oppressor man out of his land. Click.
Marby Rebellion, stand up for him right to start to hang him up.
What? 1865.
So Grace Keith, what are you about George Jackson now?
George Jackson, imprisonment, solitary confinement.
Oh, oh, oh.
1970.
So Bomba, yes Grace, it's what Marcus. Marcus said to you, sir.
One God, one team, one destiny.
Starliner. Detain in detention. Monk.
What?
1977.
The Black Panther.
Freedom fighters.
They tried, they died.
Luther King.
He had a dream, Grizzly. He had a dream. Believe you me.
Malcolm X.
Let's struggle. Let's struggle.
In a pool of blood.
But we're nobody doing that.
It's only me, Rasta.
Yes,
I and I was not born in Chambord. I and I was born in Chambord.
Hear something, feel something, know something, do something, see something, be someone. You be someone. You be someone.
Hanukkah Samaya. Maccabim Sameach, here, day seven, Maccabee fighting holidays, right here.
Live by the Torah and the wicked a go crumble, Maccabee Bible, shout up two songs and the wicked them trimble. Live by the Maccabee Bible, shout up two songs and the wicked them trimble. Live by the Torah and the wicked a go crumble.
Perhaps the significance of Hanukkah and the Jewish revolt does not lie in a miracle or in a military victory at all, but in something far more profound. The struggle of the Maccabees was perhaps the ultimate battle for religious freedom. Since the time of Judah, the flames kindled in Hanukkah candles around the world each year represent a fight for spirituality. It is a battle that resonates from antiquity until the modern day. Not only for the followers of Judaism, but for the faithful of all the world's great religions.
Why?
and that's the real revolution. Guns and wars cannot be the solution. Babylon has tricked the people with them illusions, causing the chaos and a pure confusion. They got their weapons of steel. They say them come to destroy Rasta. Come here for me. Rastafari is with buckler and shield. The people's minds are the real battlefield. I and I are soldiers fighting for truth and right. Rastafari soldiers, and we never give up the fight. That's right. I and I are soldiers fighting for truth and right. Rastafari soldiers, and we never give up the fight. Say I have been here, the Rastaman sound. Say anytime they hear the sound, the Babylon start mound. Many, many Rastafari people are around. Many, many rats in every country, many cities and towns. Yes, I unite upon the battleground. Fighting spiritual wickedness wherever it's found. Hot of fire, lightning and brimstone. For the wicked, do not leave us alone. Cause I and I are soldiers fighting for truth and right. Rastafari soldiers, and we never give up the fight. That's right. I and I are soldiers fighting for truth and right. Here's the last CI soldiers, and we never give up the fight. Alright, when I go follow up with them passion and trend. I Rastafari, we defend our Rastafari to the end. I Rastafari never bow and never bend. We hailing Emperor Selassie, I and Empress Menen. Rastafari and the wicked are no friends. We burn them out, we burn them out from our way back when. Pan material things you don't depend. We tell them once, we are gonna tell them again. I and I are soldiers fighting for truth and right. Rastafari soldiers, and we never give up the fight. Alright, I and I are soldiers fighting for truth and right. Rastafari soldiers, and we never give up the fight.
Roman soldiers of Babylon are right behind you. Roman soldiers of Babylon are here to fight. Look out!
Give up, don't give up. Here, here, here. Maccabee fighting holidays, Hanukkah, the Hanukkah relivication season and time right here, here, here. Here we have the Rosh Chodesh Tevet. Here, new moon, new month, right here, here, here. Word from Psalm 104:19. Asaya Reya Le Moadin. He made the moon. Asa Yareyah, he made the Yareyah, he made the moon, le mo'adim, to mark the seasons for the mo'adim, for the appointments. He made the moon right here, 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 coming into a new moon right here during this Hanukkah season. Maccabee fight, Hanukkah light. That was Jacob Miller right there, Roman soldiers here, Tony Rebel version.
Yes, stand up in the midst of the Roman soldiers, man. Turn out the part I'm from. Sit down by the rivers of Babylon, but my mind is at home. Never let the system jump to your heart. Up that the street you should not embark. As Celestia is stunning, I am put here for bound up for work. That's why we officer, if a job is said a job and if a not job then a work. Must be Lucifer. If a job is said a job and if a not job then a work. Must be Lucifer. When you're in a mummy wrong and you decide to come out, firm up your thoughts and you can't have none. The Roman soldiers, man, come out the part of Rome, boy. Don't mind the rivers of Babylon, Rome. My mind is at home. Never let the system capture your heart. Hope that the street they will not embark. Cause as Jaja's son in him footstep, we bound up for work. That's why the rebels say, if I jump the set of Jah, and if I know Jah, then I'll walk. Must be Lucifer. If I jump the set of Jah, if I know that then I must be Lucifer. If that is a must, that's an if that, that's a must. Is it a eternal life or the bottomless pit? You have to choose to which one of the side you want to commit. Now you can have your cake, your time and eat it. That two force run the earth and that is not a dream. They can identify no matter how difficult it seems. From one extreme to the other extreme, God, there is no empty space in between. Up in the midst of the Roman soldiers, turn out the part of Rome, down by the rivers of Babylon, Rome. But my mind is at home. Never let the system capture your heart. Up that the streets are in a park. As the last day, son, in him footsteps, we're bound up for art. That's why I'm an officer. If I jump, I say that I'm an infant, then I'm a must be
Lucifer. All down full Thomas, I am talking to you, remember 99 and a half won't do from a judge. You will say, yes, you got to be true before you make your move. Know what you're getting into. When you win at the midst of the heathen, don't you be like them. There is a guideline for all your children. Cannot appear righteous and work like a heathen. From your doing judge and work, you know you just can't pretend. When you stand up in the midst of the Roman soldiers, don't give me a part of Rome. And when you sit down by the rivers of Babylon, keep your mind at home. Never make the system capture your heart. Up the street or your knife.
When I go look back, but here this week, I climb in Jacob's ladder, miss a week. I climb in Jacob's ladder, miss a week. I climb in Jacob's ladder, miss a soldiers of the cross. When I go look back, but here this week, I climb in Jacob's ladder, miss a week. I climb in Jacob's ladder, miss a week. I climb in Jacob's ladder, miss a soldiers of the cross. God's ladder, miss a week.
Rosh Chodesh Tov, Rosh Chodesh Tov, 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 here, 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 new moon, new month, Rosh Chodesh Baraka, Yehi Ratzon Mefaneka, Yahuwah Eloheinu, Wehelohei Aboteinu, Shetachadesh Aleinu, Chodesh Tov, Vadoneinu, Yeshua HaMoshiach, Amen, Amenu, here, 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 the Rosh Chodesh, Rosh, the head, Chodesh, the moon, the new, more, not the moon is Yareach in Hebrew, but the Rosh, the head of the new, the season, the time, right here, here, here. Rosh Chodesh, Baraka, Yehi Ratzon Milfaneka, may it be your will, may it be the will, from your presence, milfaneka, from your face, your perspective. Yehi ratzon milfaneka, Yahuwah, he who be, we be, Eloheinu, I, Elohim, I, almighty power, Welohei aboteinu, and the Elohim, Elohei aboteinu, the Elohim of our forefathers, our patriarchs, our ancestors, Elohei Aboteinu. Shetechadesh, that you renew, Shetechadesh, Aleinu, Aleinu. Often translated for us, upon us, Shetechadesh, Aleinu, renew upon us, for us, Chodesh, oh, Chodesh, a good moon, a good month, a good renewing. Chodesh Tov, Badoneinu, Badoneinu, Nainai Adon HaAdon, Nainai Adonai, Badoneinu, Adoneinu, our Lord, our Master, Badoneinu, Yeshua, HaMoshiach, Yeshua, the Messiah, Amen. May be your will, O Jehovah. Ainai Elohim and the Elohim of Ainai fathers, Ainai ancestors, Ainai patriarchs, that you renew for us, for Ainai, a good month, a good moon, and Ainai master and sovereign Yeshua the Messiah. Amen. Berit in the Hebrew once again. Yehi ratzon milfaneka Yahuwah Eloheinu. Welohei aboteinu shetechadesh aleinu chodesh tov. Badoneinu Yeshua HaMoshiach. Amen. Yes, 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 new moon, new month, the month of Tevet. Some say Tevet, Tevet, Tevet. New month, new moon, right here, 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 this season, this time. Here's still in the Maccabee, HaMaccabeem, Sameach, happy Maccabees. Hanukkah, Sameach, the feast, the festival of lights, the Chag Ori, Sameach. Here, here, here we have Esther, Hester, Astir. Here we have Esther, soldiers, soldiers. Look, old gospel, good news, reggae, right here, here, here. Soldiers here, reason for the season, a theme right here for the Hanukkah, for the Maccabees fighting holiday. A little bit more on that right here. We're at day seven right here. And here we're at a new month, a new moon, Hebraically speaking, the Chodesh Tevet, often referred to as Chodesh Tevet, in the ancient pointing, Chodesh Tevet. It's a solemn month, a moon of reflection, reflection right here, here, here. Key verse from the scriptures, Psalm 104, verse 19. Asa yareach le mo'edim. Asa, he made yareach. Now note this here, Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh, often the new moon is referred to in the Hebrew as Rosh, which is head, first head, Rosh Chodesh. Chodesh from Chadash has a sense of renewing, renewing, you know, so as the moon renews, you know, every 28 or so days, you know, the word for moon itself is Yareach, 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 Yareach. I think in ancient Egypt when they say, well, Jah or Yah, in ancient Egypt they say it's actually Yah the same way. Really they mean it's Ah, it's Ah, it's Ah from the Yareach, Yareach, Ah, not Yah, but Ah. Anyway. Here in Psalm 104, verse 19, Asa Yareach, he made Yareach, the moon, Le Mo'edim, for the Mo'edim, Mo'edim, the Mo'ed. Mo'ed is an appointed time, place, space, appointment, for the appointments, also in HaTorah, referred to as the feast, the festivals, the Mo'edei, Yahuwah Eloheinu. The feast of festivals of he who be, who he be, our Elohim. Here we are out of season, the season from the Abib, or what's known as Nisan, the first moon, first month, roughly around April, March, March, April time. Here, 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 you know, marking the 10th month, the 10th moon for the Chodesh Tebet, Chodesh Tebet. Asa Yareach Limodin. He made the moon to mark the seasons, or literally in the Hebrew, he made the moon for the seasons, for the appointment. Asa Yareach Le Mo'edim. So Rosh Chodesh Tevet. Rosh Chodesh Tevet. It marks the 10th moon, the 10th month on the Judaic calendar. We could say the holy calendar. Counting from the first month of Abib, nowadays referred to as Nisan. This was the fateful month that Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, besieged Jerusalem, Jerusalem, before the Heikal, the temple was destroyed, downstroyed, deconstructed in 586 BC. One may refer to 2 Kings chapter 25, verse 1, Jeremiah, Ermias, or Jeremiah chapter 39, verse 1, or Ezekiel, Yechizkel, Ezekiel chapter 24, verse 1 to verse 2. So this moon, this month right here, 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 as we're moving into the darker, you know, the darker time of the year here, out of season. The season is the holy season, marking from the Pesach, Passover, the seven appointments, feasts, festivals, and the three times. And here we're in these five moons out of season, right? Darker time of the year. And here we light the light of Hanukkah, Sameach. But here, Tevet or Tevet, this was the fateful month that Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, besieged Jerusalem, Jerusalem, before the temple was destroyed in 586 BC. Scriptural and historical verses may be referred to. This is truly a historical event. Here we have the script, 2 Kings chapter 25, verse 1, Jeremiah chapter 39, verse 1, Ezekiel chapter 24, verse 1 to 2. The name of the 10th month is explicitly called Tebet. Now, in HaTorah, the only month that is named is the first month, roughly around the March, April right? The March, April time is known as the month of Abib. Abib in the modern Hebrew is referred to as Aviv. Aviv, as we say, Tel Aviv. Abib or Aviv means like the barley. Aviv, right? But in the ancient African Shemitic pointing and in your Bibles, it's A-B-I-B, but sometimes said with the soft B that sounds like a V. Abib or Aviv. Aviv. What's interesting about that is like Addis Abeba, Abeba, flower, Abeba, and to flower, Abebe. And that which flowers in that month, that moon, the springtime is the Abib, the barley harvest. Now, that's the only month in HaTorah that has a name, right? Some of the other names that we have for the months nowadays, Judaically speaking, is based on the return of those from the Babylonian exile and some of those months basically bringing back from the Babylonian experience. Now, the 10th month is explicitly called Tebet or Tevet, Tebet in the scriptures. Tebet. Is Tebet in the scriptures? Yes, Tevet is in the scriptures. Where is it? Refer to Esther, Esther, Esther chapter 2, verse 16. Esther chapter 2, verse 16. Let's just go there right here, here, here. All right, let's just go here. Let's click on this here. Bring out this page, Bible Gateway. This is the ESV version, just for a quick reference here. And when Esther was taken to King Ahasuerus, Ahasuerus historically is the one known as Xerxes, Xerxes, spelled with the X, you know, as they do in English. But King Ahasuerus, a.k.a. Xerxes, into his royal palace in the 10th month, which is the month of Tebet. They have Tebet or Tebet, Tebet, in the 7th year of his reign. So here we have this month in the scriptures and Esther, Esther chapter 2, verse 16. Now, Rosh Chodesh Tevet is sometimes observed as one day and sometimes as two, because the preceding month, Kislev, Kislev or Kislev, is sometimes, quote, full. So when a month, a moon is full, it consists of 30 days. So when a month, the moon is full, usually the month is like 28, the lunar, right? But when it's a full, you know, a full moon, a full month, it's 30 days. And sometimes it's referred to as being deficient, consisting of only 29 days, with a two-day Rosh Chodesh. The first day is the 30th day of the preceding month moon, Kislev 30th, and its second day is the first day of the following month or moon here, Tebet, Tevet. What is interesting here about this new month, this new moon right here, 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 reason for the season right here at the seventh day of Hanukkah here in this 2023 season for the record. Chodesh Tevet, a month of solemn month of reflection. We have the Septuagint. Did you know that Tevet, that's mentioned in the scriptures in Esther chapter 2, verse 16, is connected with the Septuagint translation, what's referred to as the LXX in the Roman numbers, L50X10X10, so 50 and XX20 is 70, the 70 version. Well, the 8th of Tevet is traditionally regarded as the date when the oldest, they say, translation, oldest translation of HaTorah, the Torah, the ancient Greek Targum. Targum in the Hebrew, like Targum in the Amharic, refers to a translation or like an interpretation translation called the Septuagint or the LXX, or the translation of the 70 was finished. So according to the traditional history, it was on the 8th of Tevet, or Tevet, when the Septuagint translation was finished, translation interpretation was finished. Now, according to the early sages, it was King Ptolemy the second, 3rd century BC, that once gathered 72 elders, Hebrew elders, Yehudi elders, placed them in 72 separate chambers without revealing to them why they were summoned. He entered each one's room and said, write for me the Torah of Moshe, Moshe, your teacher, your rabbi, your teacher, into Greek, into the Koine Greek. Elohim put it in the heart of each one to translate identically, it is said, as all the others did. This is based on the tractate known as Megillah 9, tractate Megillah 9, Megillah's scroll, tractate scroll 9. Note, however, that the circumstances and motives surrounding this Targum, this translation interpretation, were suspect from the beginning. After all, what would motivate a Greek king of Egypt, get this here, a Greek king of Egypt to test the Yehudi scholars in this way? And while the Yehudi, the Judaic tribe and tradition, it concedes that it was miraculous that the sages all translated HaTorah using the same Greek constructions, they generally decry, what the sages generally decry is the, quote, freezing of the text, the freezing of the ancient Hebrew text into a particular interpretation, a particular targum, since HaTorah is considered essentially untranslatable. What do we mean by the Torah is considered essentially, from a Yehudi perspective, untranslatable? In essence, there are many layers in the Hebrew Torah. There are many layers of meaning that are only revealed through the original Hebrew text, and I would say through the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit. Now, critical scholarship shows that there are textual variants between the Koine Greek text of the Septuagint, the LXX, and the Masoretic text, the received text of modern Judaism. Now, the Dead Sea Scrolls, they tend to confirm the Hebrew or the Yehudit that underlies the Greek, the Koine Greek text, over the present Masoretic text, though it must be stressed that the majority of these variations are considered quite minor. For example, grammatical changes and spelling or pointing differences. Now, after the second century AD, however, most of the Yehudi world regarded the Septuagint as an untrustworthy translation and associated it with Hellenistic or Greek influences and therefore corruption. Unfortunately, the Christian world, the Western Gentile Christian world, endorsed the Septuagint, the LXX, as, quote, authoritative, end quote, and perpetuated its literal use instead of studying the Hebrew text and the Yehudi methods of exegesis. We wonder if much of the heresy of, quote, replacement theology does not trace back to this decision of the early church's leaders to abandon the Hebrew text for the Koine Greek. Now, the 8th of Tevet is sometimes regarded as a fast day the Ace of Tevet, when the Septuagint traditionally is said to have been finished and completed, is sometimes regarded as a fast day because the Greek Septuagint is considered a work of assimilation that abandoned the Yehudi, the Judaic, and Israelite, the Hebrew identity and culture for the cause of Hellenism. We can sum this up under the category of Hellenism versus Hebrewism. Hellenism versus Hebrewism. Go research it. Check it out. The fast of Tevet, just touch on the fast of Tevet. The fast of Tevet is called Asara B'Tevet. The 10th of Tevet, Asara B'Tevet, is a sunrise to sunset fast day that recalls the beginning of the siege of Jerusalem by Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, in 587 BC, and the beginning of the battle that ultimately would destroy HaHeikal, the temple, Solomon's temple, and send the Yehudim, the Judeans, into the 70-year Babylonian exile. Now, in modern Israel, the state, Asara B'Tevet also marks the day Kaddish is recited for people whose date or place of death is unknown. So in the modern state of Israel, the Asara B'Tevet, the fast on the 10th of Tevet, marks the day that the Kaddish is recited for people whose date or place of death is unknown. This was resulted in a day of mourning that many Yehudim, modern Jews, who perished during the Holocaust. So this is connected with that particular, we can say, quote, Jewish experience. What can we make out of this date, once lost, now found, brothers and sisters? Now, the synagogue, the Mo'adim services, they normally include prayers of repentance known as the Selichot, prayers of repentance or forgiveness prayers. And the Torah portion, it recalls the story of the idolatry of the, well, it was called the golden calf, or the molten, more correctly, the molten calf. Exodus chapter 32, verses 11 to chapter 34, verse 10. One more point right here for this new month, this new moon here in this season of Hanukkah. Asara B'Tevet, 10th of Tevet, and the birth of HaMoshiach Yeshua HaNotri. Messianic Yehudi scholar, Jewish scholar Alfred Edersheim, he wrote that an early Aramaic source document called the Scroll of Fast is an early Aramaic source document called the Scroll of Fast, known in the Hebrew as the Megillat Ta'anit, which included additional commentary in what is referred to as medieval Hebrew called Sholium, may refer to the 9th of Tevet, as the day of Yeshua's birth. So there's a particular early Aramaic source document known as the Scroll of the Fast, Megillat Ta'anit, that includes some additional commentaries written in medieval Hebrew that may refer to the ninth of Tevet as the day of Yeshua HaNotri, Jesus of Nazareth's birth. Sometime during late December in our Gregorian calendars. Note that Yehudi history regards the month of Tevet to be one of national tragedy. So traditional Judaic history, looking at past events scripturally and extra-biblically, regards this month of Tevet to be one of national tragedy, marking the beginning of the destruction of the Holy Temple by Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, in 587 BCE. After the destruction of the Second Temple in 70 AD, the early sages might have associated the birth of HaMoshiach Yeshua as yet another reason for mourning the loss of the temple on this day. So there's some more reasoning on the birth of Yeshua. You know, the article by Hebrew for Christians, Christmas, was Jesus really born on December 25th? Was Yeshua really born on December 25th? What do you think? Was he really born on December 25th or not? All right. So once again, right here, Rosh Chodesh Baraka, here on the outro, right here, for this new moon, new month, right here in this time of the Hanukkah, right, the Hanukkah. Rosh Chodesh Baraka, once again, Hebrew first. Yehi ratzon milfaneka Yahuwah Eloheinu, Welohe Aboteinu, Shetechadesh Aleinu, Chodesh Tov Badoneinu, Yeshua HaMoshiach, Amen. May it be your will, Yahuwah, Jehovah, our Elohim, and the Elohim of our forefathers, our patriarchs, our ancestors, that you renew for us, for I and I, a good moon, a good month, in our Master, our Sovereign, and our Lord Yeshua, the Messiah. Ve'imru, y'all say Amen. Once again, to that point that we brought up at the end, right here, was Jesus, Yeshua, really born on December 25th? And how does this season, this time, connect with Yeshua HaNotri, with Jesus of Nazareth? First things first, Yeshua HaMoshiach.
When I said Jesus Christ was black, some people seem shocked. Then said Maccabee, oh, you just said that. Well, listen to the fact. What? Somebody tell me why? Why they must be tell with lie? But the man they crucify, hi. Jesus never had blue eyes, why? Somebody tell me why? Why they must be tell with lie? But the man they crucify, hi. Jesus never had blue eyes, why?
You know, here's a Christmas cancer, Rasta. Yo, we done with the commercial Christmas with its pagan symbols and pagan origins, and the attacking of the children's mind for material gain. We're not playing that game. Seeing Aya, tough.
Christmas has been cancelled, it's been postponed. No longer celebrate it in our we own. Pagan things, we try to leave them alone. Incorporated into Christianity by Rome. We're using our brain, we're breaking the chain. We're not playing the Christmas game, what a shame. We're using our brain, we're breaking the chain. We're not playing the Christmas game. All the drunkenness and the overeating. Is it the birth of Christ they're celebrating? Mostly non-Christians are partaking. This summer is just an excuse for money making. Them say peace and goodwill to all men. So how come they putting up the prices then? Targeting the parents through the children. Well, them knock it I and I again. No way, my friend. Christmas has been cancelled. It's been postponed. No longer celebrate it in our home. Pagan things, we try to leave them alone. Incorporated into Christianity by Rome. We're using our brain, we're breaking the chain. We're not playing the Christmas game, what a shame. We're using our brain, we're breaking the chain. We're not playing the Christmas game. A long time, the 25th of December has been a special date in the pagan calendar. Long, long before the birth of Christ, it was a day for partying and celebrating and to rejoice. From Nimrod to Saturn to Mithra, these gods were always honored on that day in December. Worshipping of sun gods and idols. Why you think Christ?
is never mentioned in the Bible. Christmas has been cancelled, it's been postponed. No longer celebrated in our own. Pagan things, we try to leave them alone. Incorporated into Christianity by Rome. We're using our brain, we're breaking the chain. We're not playing the Christmas game, what a shame. We're using our brain, we're breaking the chain. We're not playing the Christmas game. You see the tree and the ivy and the mistletoe. All of these were pagan things a long time ago. People have them in them house and they don't know what they mean. Then just come see them, so then just join in. Santa Claus, what a fraud, never once come on me yard. I'm a peeress. Happy work, work so hard. Christmas put people under pressure. Don't you see that Santa and Satan have got the same letters? Christmas has been cancelled, it's been postponed. No longer celebrated in our home. Pagan things, we try to leave them alone. Incorporated into Christianity by Rome. We're using our brain, we're breaking the chain. We're not playing the Christmas game, what a shame. We're using our brain, we're breaking the chain. We're not playing the Christmas game. Them say Christmas is just videos. Well, it's about time we tell the youth them the truth. Instead of buying love with expensive gifts, give them the all-year love we should be dealing with. Children's minds are being attacked by the big companies. Christmas time is when they do the most business. I give my children presents any time of the year, not only on birthdays and when Christmas is near. Cause a lot of people in a debt over Christmas. A lot of people life wreck cause of Christmas. A lot of people in a prison cause of Christmas. A lot of people gone missing over Christmas. Commercial Christmas, you know it's not right. It's not really dealing with the birth of the Christ. Don't make them pressure you with your choice. It's alright to remove it from your life.
Resisting the simulations of the Babylonian system. Oh, we got something for Saint. It does have the same letters, doesn't it? Yeah. We got something for Santa Claus. Yeah, here you go. And here, let's ride up. We're at day seven here. Got one more day, 8 days of light. And all right, here. Resisting a simulation, Maccabee, fighting holiday, the Hellenism, the Ism Schism, the Romanism, Nebuchadnezzarism, you know, the Christmas Ism Schism. Resisting assimilation into that system of things. Come out of her, my people. Here. Let's ride up day seven right here. Hanukkah Sameach. Here. Shema Yisrael.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Shema Yisrael.
Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Here for day seven, the seventh day of Hanukkah, here from Numbers chapter 7, verses 48 to 59.
On the seventh day, Elishama, the son of Ammihud, prince of the children of Ephraim, offered. His offering was one silver charge of the weight whereof was 130 shekels, one silver bowl of 70 shekels after the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mingled with oil for a meat offering, one golden spoon of 10 shekels full of incense, one young bullock, one ram, one lamb of the first year for a burnt offering, one kid of the goats for a sin offering, and for a sacrifice of peace offerings, two oxen, five rams, five he-goats, five lambs of the first year. This was the offering of Elishama, the son of Ammihud. On the eighth day, offered Gamaliel, the son of Pedazur, prince of the children of Manasseh. His offering was one silver charger of the weight of 130 shekels, one silver bowl of 70 shekels after the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mingled with oil for a meat offering, one golden spoon of 10 shekels full of incense, one young bullock, one ram, one lamb of the first year for a burnt offering, one kid of the goats for a sin offering, and for a sacrifice of peace offerings, two oxen, five rams, five he-goats, five lambs of the first year. This was the offering of Gamaliel, the son of Pedazur, 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 the son of Pedazur.
Babylon burning, Babylon burning, Babylon burns. They have no water. Fire.
Salamta, Beit Eseb. Greetings and welcome, family, to this special episode of Wisdom Wednesday with the Rastamandem here on Discipleship Radio.
These are also the proverbs of Solomon, which the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, copied out.
And here, fourth book of Maccabees, chapter a day. Get the version, the original version with the eight chapters, a chapter a day for the Hanukkah. Here, stretching forth the right hand of fellowship to I and I, fellow brother Ras Ayas and Tafari. Yes, I, Baruka, Diane Haimet. Yes, so here for day seven, chapter seven, fourth book of Maccabees, Shema Yisrael. Here.
The fourth book of Maccabees, chapter seven. A comparison of a mother's and father's affection. In this chapter are some mountain peaks of eloquence. O reason of the sons, lord over the passions, O religion that was dearer to the mother than her children, the mother having two choices before her, religion and the present saving alive of her seven sons, according to the tyrant's promise, love, rather religion, which saveth to eternal life according to Elohim. Oh, how may I express the passionate love of parents for children? We stamp a marvelous likeness of our soul and of our shape on the tender nature of the child, and most of all, through the mother's sympathy with her children being deeper than the father's. For women are softer of soul than men, and the more children they bear, the more do they abound in love for them. But of all mothers, she of the seven sons abounded in love beyond the rest, seeing that having in seven child bearings felt maternal tenderness for the fruit of her womb, and having been constrained because of the many pangs in which she bore each to a close affection, she nevertheless, through the reverence of Elohim, rejected the present safety of her children. Ay, and more than that, through the moral beauty and goodness of her sons and their obedience to HaTorah and their obedience to the law, her maternal love for them was made stronger. For they were just and temperate and brave and great-souled and lovers of each other and of their mother in such manner that they obeyed her in the keeping of the law even to death. But nevertheless, though she had so many temptations to yield to her maternal instincts, in no single instinct did the dreadful variety of tortures have power to alter her reason. But the mother urged each son separately and altogether to die for their religion. O holy nature and parental love, and yearning of parents for offspring, and wages of nursing, and unconquerable affection of mothers, the mothers, seeing them one by one racked and burned, remained unshaken in soul for religion's sake. She saw the flesh of her sons being consumed in the fire, and the extremities of their hands and feet scattered on the ground, and the flesh coverings torn off from their heads right to their cheeks, strewn about like masks. O mother, who now knew sharper pains than the pains of labor? O woman, alone among women, the fruit of whose womb was perfect religion. Thy firstborn giving up the spirit did not alter thy resolution, nor thy second, looking with eyes of pity on thee under his tortures, nor thy third, breathing out his spirit. Neither did thou weep when thou beheldest the eyes of each amid the torments, looking boldly on the anguish, and sawest in their quivering nostrils the signs of approaching death. When thou sawest the flesh of one son being severed after the flesh of another, and hand after hand being cut off, and head after head being flayed, and corpse cast upon corpse, and the place crowded with spectators, on account of the tortures of thy children, thou sheddest not a tear. Not the melodies of sirens, nor the songs of swans, with sweet sound do so charms the hearer's ears, as sounded the voices of the sons, speaking to the mother from amid the tortures. How many and how great were the tortures with which the mother was tormented while her sons were being tortured, were torments of rack and fire. But inspired reason lent her heart a man's strength under her passion of suffering, and exalted her to make no account of the present yearnings of mother love. And although she saw the destruction of her seven children, and the many and varied forms of their torments, the noble mother willingly surrendered them through faith in Elohim. For she beheld in her own mind, even as if it had been cunning advocates in a council chamber, nature and parenthood, and mother love, and children on the rack. And it was as if she, the mother, having the choice between two votes in the cease of her children, one for their death and one to save them alive, thereupon regarded not the saving of her seven sons for a little time, but as a true daughter of Abraham called to mind his God-fearing courage. O mother of the race, vindicator of our law, defender of our religion, and winner of the prize in the struggle within thyself, O woman, nobler to resist than men, and braver than warriors to endure, for as the ark of Noah, with the whole living world for her burden in the world-whelming deluge, did withstand the mighty surges, so thou, the keeper of the law, beaten upon every side by the surging waves of the passions, and strained as strong blasts by the tortures of thy sons, didst nobly weather the storm that assailed thee for religion's sake. Thus, then, if one both a woman and advanced in years, and the mother of seven sons, endured the sight of her children being tortured to death, the inspired reason must confessedly be supreme ruler over the passions. I have proved, accordingly, that not only have men triumphed over their sufferings, but that a woman also has despised the most dreadful tortures, and not so fierce were the lions around Daniel, not so hot was the burning fiery furnace of Mishael as burned in her. The instinct of motherhood at the sight of her seven sons being tortured. But by her religion-guided reason, the mother quenched her passions, many and strong as they were. For there is this also to consider, that had the woman been weak of spirit, despite her motherhood, she might have wept over them, and perchance spoken thus, "Ah, thrice wretched me, and more than thrice wretched. Seven children have I borne, and am left childless. In vain was I seven times with child, and to no profit was my 10 months burden. Seven times born and fruitless have been my nursings, and sorrowful my sucklings. In vain for you, O my sons, did I endure the many pains of labor, and the more difficult cares of your upbringing. Alas, for my sons, that some were yet unwed, and those that were wedded had begotten no children. I shall never see children of yours, nor shall I be called by the name of grandparent. Ah, me, that had many beautiful children, and am a widow and desolate in my woe. Neither will there be any son to bury me when I am dead, but the holy and Elohim reverencing mother wail not for this lamentation over any one of them. Neither besought she any to escape death, nor lamented over them as dying men, but as though she had a soul of adamant and were bringing forth the number of her sons for a second time into immortal life. She besought rather and entreated of them that they should die for religion's sake. O mother, warrior of Elohim in the cause of religion, old and a woman, thou didst both defeat the tyrant by thy endurance and was found stronger than a man, in deeds as well as words. For verily, when thou wast put in bonds with thy sons, thou stoodest there seeing Eleazar being tortured, and thou spakest to thy sons in the Hebrew tongue, "My sons, noble is thy fight, and do ye, being called thereto, to bear witness for our nation, fight therein zealously on behalf of the law of our fathers. For it would be shameful if, while this aged man endured the agony for religion's sake, you that are young men shrank before the pain. Remember that for the sake of Elohim you have come into the world and have enjoyed life, and therefore you owe it to Elohim to endure all pain for his sake, for whom also our father Abraham made haste to sacrifice his son Isaac, the ancestor of our nation. And Isaac, seeing his father's hand lifting the knife against him, did not shrink. And Daniel, the just man, was cast to the lions. And Ananias, Azarias, and Mishael were flung into the furnace of fire, and they endured for Elohim's sake. And ye also, having the same faith to Elohim, be not troubled, for it were against reason that ye, knowing righteousness, should not withstand the pains." With these words, the mother of the seven encouraged every single one of her sons to die rather than to transgress the ordinance of Elohim. They themselves also knowing well that men dying for Elohim live to Elohim, as live Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the patriarchs.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
The man born blind is healed, and Yeshua and Jesus passed by, He saw a man that was blind from his birth, and his disciples asked him, saying, Rebbe, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Yeshua answered, Neither has this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of Elohim should be made manifest in him. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. When he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay. And he said to him, Go, wash in the pool of Siloam, and that is by interpretation sent. He went his way therefore and washed, and came seeing. Yeshua, Jesus, asserts his deity. And it was at Jerusalem, the feast of Livocation, and it was winter. And Yeshua, Jesus, walked in the temple in Solomon's porch. Then came the Jews round about him, and said to him, How long dost thou make us to doubt, if thou be HaMashiach, if thou be the Christ? Tell us plainly. Yeshua answered them, I told you, and ye believe not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But ye believe not, because ye are not of my sheep. As I said to you, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give to them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, who gave them to me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Then the Jews took up stones again to stone him. Yeshua answered them, Many good works have I shewed you from my Father. For what of those works do ye stone me? The Jews answered him, saying, For a good work we stone thee not, but for blasphemy. And because that thou, being a man, maketh thyself Elohim. Yeshua answered them, Is it not written in your law, I said, Ye are Elohim? If ye call them Elohim, to whom the word of Elohim came, and the scripture cannot be broken, say ye of him, whom the Father has sanctified and sent into the world, thou blasphemest. Because I said, I am Bein Ha Elohim, because I said, I am the Son of God, if I do not the works of my Father, believe me not. But if I do, though ye believe me not, believe the works, that ye may know, and believe that the Father is in me, and I in him. Therefore they sought again to take him, but he escaped out of their hand.
Them Judas and him friend them did fight against the king. Read the songs and realize I know nobody them. Them a try set me up with his body them. Successful life that a bother them. Power up and kill his snake on the ladder them. Father God, I made them fighting so hard. A lucky thing to me no coward. A lucky thing me put me trust in the Lord. Them want me for dead in the mud like that. No make the move your work or them get no reward. No make them get no reward. No make the move your work or them get no reward. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Everybody know I see a gully man from Maffey make it out. So gully man done. Them a put me in a dark, make me wally lantern. From the gully wood house to me wally mansion. Can't take the visa, them can't do no sanction. Now everywhere me go, I stand in ovation. Jaja pick me, never lose in an occasion. Then you know me, the new innovation. Hey, Father God, I make them fight me so hard. Lucky thing to me no coward. A lucky thing me put me trust in the Lord. Father God, no make the hope your work of them get no reward.
No,
no, no. Oh. No make the hope your work of them get no reward.
No,
no, no. Father God, no make none of them get no reward. Father God, no make them get the reward.
Father.
Go God again. Yeah, yeah. Father God, I make them fight me so hard. A lucky thing to me no coward. A lucky thing me put me trust in the Lord. Them want me for dead in the mud like that. No make the hope your work of them get no reward.
No
make them get no reward. No make the hope your work of them get no reward.
Psalm 59. Deliver me from mine enemies, O my God. Defend me from them that rise up against me. Deliver me from the workers of iniquity, and save me from bloody men. For lo, they lie in wait for my soul. The mighty are gathered against me. Not for my transgression, nor for my sin, O Lord. They run and prepare themselves without my fault. Awake to help me, and behold, thou therefore, O Lord God of hosts, the God of Israel, awake to visit all the heathen. Be not merciful to any wicked transgressors. Selah. They return at evening. They make a noise like a dog and go round about the city. Behold, they belch out with their mouth. Swords are in their lips. For who, say they, doth hear? But thou, O Lord, shalt laugh at them. Thou shalt have all the heathen in derision. Because of his strength will I wait upon thee. For God is my defense. The God of my mercy shall prevent me. God shall let me see my desire upon mine enemies. Slay them not, lest my people forget. Scatter them by thy power, and bring them down, O Lord, our shield. For the sin of their mouth and the words of their lips, let them even be taken in their pride, and for cursing and lying which they speak. Consume them in wrath. Consume them that they may not be, and let them know that God ruleth in Jacob unto the ends of the earth. Selah. And at evening let them return, and let them make a noise like a dog, and go round about the city. Let them wander up and down for meat, and grudge if they be not satisfied. But I will sing of thy power, yea, I will sing aloud of thy mercy in the morning, for thou hast been my defense and refuge in the day of my trouble. Unto thee, O my strength, will I sing. For God is my defense, and the God of my mercy. 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 Psalm 59. Deliver me from mine enemies, O my God. Defend me from them that rise up against me. Deliver me from the workers of iniquity and save me from bloody men. For lo, they lie in wait for my soul. The mighty are gathered against me. Not for my transgression, nor for my sin, O Lord. They run and prepare themselves without my fault. Awake to help me, and behold, thou therefore, O Lord God of hosts, the God of Israel, awake to visit all the heathen. Be not merciful to any wicked transgressors. Selah. They return at evening. They make a noise like a dog and go round about the city. Behold, they belch out with their mouth. Swords are in their lips. For who, say they, doth hear? But thou, O Lord, shalt laugh at them. Thou shalt have all the heathen in derision. Because of his strength will I wait upon thee, for God is my defense. God of my mercy shall prevent me. God shall let me see my desire upon mine enemies. Slay them not, lest my people forget. Scatter them by thy power, and bring them down, O Lord our shield. For the sin of their mouth and the words of their lips, let them even be taken in their pride. For cursing and lying which they speak, consume them in wrath. Consume them that they may not be, and let them know that God ruleth in Jacob unto the ends of the earth. See them. And at evening let them return, and let them make a noise like a dog, and go round about the city. Let them wander up and down for meat, and grudge if they be not satisfied. But I will sing of thy power, yea, I will sing aloud of thy mercy in the morning, for thou hast been my defense and refuge in the day of my trouble. Unto thee, O my strength, will I sing. God is my defense and the God of my mercy. 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 God of my
Here, here, here. Basic Hebrew. Here, here, here. Baby Hebrew. Shema Yisrael. 1 to 22. Abba da da ha. Wa za ha ta. Ya ka la ma na sa. A pa sa ka ra sha ta. Again. Basic Hebrew. Baby Hebrew. 1 to 22. 22. 22. 22. Abba ga da ha. Wa za ha ta. Ya ka la ma na sa. A pa sa ka ra sha ta. 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 A aleph. Ba bait. Ga gimel. Da dalet. Ha hey. Wa wow. Za zain. Ha chet. Ta tet. Ya yod. Ka kaf. La lamed. Ma bain. Na nun. Sa samech. A ein. Pa pei. Sa sadai. A kof. Ra resh. Sha shin. Ta tau. Ta tau. Ta tau. Ta tau. Aba gadaha. Wa za khat a. Ya ka la ma na. Sa a pa sa. Ka ra sha ta. 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 Ta, 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 ta.
Shalom, Chavarim. Shalom. Today's daily psalm, the Nun Tate. Nun Tate, Psalm, L-I-X. Psalm 59, chapter 59 in the Cipher, in the Sefer, Tehillim, the Psalter, according to the Royal Order of Ethiopian Hebrews, after all the Malkias, and heck, we have a prayer. Today's daily psalm is a prayer in danger. Now, today's daily psalm is a companion to the previous psalm. It runs on similar lines and has the same historical background. The occasion said to have been when Saul sent Shaul. We have this in superscription. Be Shiloah Shaul. In the superscription, we have this here where it says, when Saul sent and they watched the house to kill him. Be Shiloah Shaul. Vayishmeru et ha'aveita Shaul. Some say Saul. We have Shaul, Shaul. Vayishmeru et ha'aveit. Lahemito. In order to kill him. Now, its authenticity is maybe questioned by some because of the mention of the enemy we have, the enemy as referring to the nations, the enemy referring to the nations. We have this in verses 5 and 8 in the KJV and the Sefer Tehillim we have in 6 and 9, i.e. the foreigners, Ferinjot, Ferinji, Afreng, the foreigners, the Goyim, and Ami, my people in verse 11, which implies that the speaker was king. The speaker was Melech in the Hebrew, Melech or Negus, even Negus and Neges. Now these points will be considered in due course. Right? These points being considered in due course, the language of the psalm is appropriate to the incident so named. Now we have the superscription, La Minatzeach ala Tashcheta LeDawid. The chief musician. La Minatzeach ala Tashcheta. The superscription, Al Tashcheta. Don't destroy. Al Tashcheit LeDawid. LeDawid of David. Superscription right here. Mikatam. Miktam. Some say Miktam. Mikatam. Bishloach as Shaul. Vayishmeru et ha'abayit lahamito. When Saul sent. Bishloach. In sending, in the time sending, Shaul. Saul. When Saul sent. Bishloach Shaul Vayishmeru. And they watch Vayishmeru et habait. They watch the house, habait, the bait. La hemito, to kill it. Now we have a prayer in danger, as we said, this is a companion to the previous song, the 58th song. According to the Sefer Tehillim, the Psalter. So we have two companion psalms in today's daily psalm. The Noonday psalm, a companion to the 58th psalm, Unjust Judges in that psalm. In the Noonday psalm, the 58th psalm, Unjust Judges Condemned. So these are companion psalms right here. And this is today's daily psalm, the Noonday psalm, Psalm L-I-X. That's right up to the first Selah we have right here. Roughly, I think in the KJV, it's like verse 5. So we have the superscription, La Minatzeach al Tashcheta LeDawid, Mikhatam Biyashloach Shaul, Vayishmeru et ha'aveita lahemito, Hatzeleini me oivai el hai, mi mita kome mai, te sagreini. Deliver I from mine enemies, oh, my God, my true good, my source. Hatzeleini me oibai elohai, mi amita komemai, te sagabeini. Set me on high from them that rise up against I. Mi amita komemai, te sagabeini. Hatzeleini mi apo elei awin. Deliver I from the workers of iniquity. Hatsleini. Mia po eleya awen. Mi po eleya awen. From the workers of iniquity and save me from the men of blood. U ame anshe damim hoshaini. Ki ne arvua li nafshi. Ya guru alaya alzim. Lo fishaiya willo hatati yawa for lo. They lie in wait for my soul. Kia hine arvua linafshi. The impudent gather themselves together against I, Yaguru alai azim. Not for my transgression, lo fishai, nor for my sin, lo hatati yawa. Oh, he who be, who he be, beli aon. Ye rutsuna waya ye konano waya konano. Without my fault, they run and prepare themselves. Beli aon ye rutsun we ye konanu. Ura likrati ure. Awake thou to help me, to help I. Ura. Ora likrati ure, and behold ure, and see ura likrati ure. Weata yawa Elohim Sevaot Elohe Israel Hakitsa Hakitsa Li Sukod Kol Hagoi. Al tachon kola bogde avin selah. Therefore, O he who be, who he be, wa ata Yehovah Elohim atzvaot, O Yahweh Elohim of hosts, the Elohim, the true good, the true God of Israel, Elohe Israel, arouse thyself. Hakitza, hakitza, arouse thyself. Hakitza, lifakod kol hagoyim, arouse thyself to punish all the nations. Hakitza, lifakod kol hagoyim. Al tachon kol bogdei avin selah. Show no mercy. Al tachon. Show no mercy. Al tachon kol bogdei avin. To any iniquitous traitors. Selah. Pause. So we have these verses here. We have these five opening verses to the Selah right here. Ha'Elohim's help, the true good, the true God's help is invoked. Help is invoked right here within these opening five verses. Today's daily psalm, we have verses 1-5. John's help is invoked. Deliver I from my enemies. Hatzeleini, mei oivaya el hai. Hatzeleini, mei oivaya el hai. Mimita kovemai, tir sagaveini. Set me on high from them that rise up against I.
Against I.
Against I.
Against I.
Against I. The men of blood. Being delivered from the men of blood. Deliver me from the workers of iniquity and save me from the men of blood, the bloody men. Hatzeleini, mia po ele aven. Ume anshe damim. Hoshieini, hoshieini, save me, hoshieini, hoshieini, save I from the anshe damim, anshe thirsting, the thirsting. They're thirsting for my life, to drink my blood. They're thirsting, bloody, bloody men, menstruating, blood-shedding men. The Anshe Damim, men of blood, Damim. Anshe, Anshe Ume, and from the Anshe Ume, Anshe Damim, Hoshaini, Ki Hine Arvu Ale Nafshi. For lo, look, Ki Hine, look, Hine, here it is, Hine, Ki Hine Arvu Ale Nafshi, Ki Hine Arvu, Arbu, 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 Le Nafshi, Arvu Le Nafshi. They lie in wait for Nafshi, for my soul, for she. Yaguru alai, azim. Yaguru, yaguru alai, azim. The impudent, they gather themselves together against I, even I and I. Not for my I and I transgression. Lo fishi, lo fishi, the lo hatati Yahuwah. Not for my transgressions, nor for my sin. Wulo chataiti, chataiti. Wulo chataiti, Yehovah, oh he who be, who he be. They lie in wait for my soul. Better they have been lying. They have been laying in wait. They have been watching and peeping. They sent, Saul sent who? He sent men. And superscription says, be a Shiloah, Shaul. And Saul sent. And Saul sent, Wayishmaru. Wayishmaru, Wayishmaru, and they watch et habait, and they watch the house for a reason. La hamito, to kill him. They were lying in wait. They had been lying in wait for my life. Ki hine arvu lenafshi. For some time, they had prepared plans in secret. Now they had grown impudent. They'd grown brazen, openly gathering themselves together to execute the plans, the lying in wait, not for my transgression. And here's the protest, where he says, lo fishi, lo fishi, lo fishi, fishi, my transgression, lo, no, not my transgression, lo fishi. Ulo chataiti, 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 ulo chataiti, and not for my sin, my uckery, my falling short, my missing the mark, my forfeiture, my uck, not for my sin, right? Not for my transgression. Lo fishi, ulo chataiti, Yahuwah, ulo fishi, ulo chataiti, Adonai, O Adonai, O he who be, we be. He protests, I and I protest, I and I innocence. And the innocence of their false charges, their false persecution and prosecution. See, that's also a reason for the Maccabee fight to the Hanukkah light in the season, Chavarim. He protests his innocence of the charges that they bring against him and against I and I, that they bring against false prosecutions. And it's interesting, this time of the year, even with the Torah portion, reading and feeding, that kind of going down to Gibbetz, going down to Mitzrayim, right, going down to Egypt in the darker part of the Shana, right? Not the upper part of the year, but now the lower part of the year, even to the darkest time, even with the equinox and the season, the reason for the season, the Hanukkah, right? Lighting that light, but fighting that fight. So here's a prayer, today's daily psalm, a prayer in danger. He goes on in verse 4 to say, Beli Aon, Beli Aon, Beli Aon, Aon. Yeruchuna where ye konanu, without my fault. Beli aon, beli aon. Yeruchun, they run, yeruchun, they run. Ye konanu, and they're preparing themselves. Ora likrati, ura, awake, likrati, awake to help I, awake to meet I, awake to help I, likrati, awake for my call, to the eye to help eye. Ura likrati. Ure, 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 ure. Ura likrati, ure. Awake thou the eye to help eye and behold and see. Ure, ure, re, re, ure, 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 ura likrati, ure. Ura likrati, ure. Awake thou to help eye and behold. Without my fault, beli, beli, aon, beli, aon, beli, aon, aon, without my fault. In the Hebrew, the sense is without fault, no fault. This is his insurance right here, declaring his insurance. He says, beli, aon, without my fault, without fault. Without fault, they run, yeruchun, rote, rutsu, rutsun. Yeruchun, 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 Yeruchun. They run. We ye konanu, and they're preparing themselves. Ura, ura likrati, ure, ura likrati, ure, ure. Awake thou. This goes along with the sentence in XLIV in 24, in Psalm 44, around about verse 24, which says, why sleepest thou? Adonai, why sleepest thou, Adonai? Adonai, don't need I, why sleepest thou? Here we have Ura, Ura, awake, likrati, to help I. Ure, and see, to meet I. In the Hebraics of it, we have to meet I with help, the implication with help. Ura, awake, likrati, to help I, to meet me. To meet me, likraati, ure, re, re, and behold, uhata Yahuwah Elohim Atzvaot, Elohei Israel, hakitza lifkod kol hagoyim, al tachon kol bogdei aved, selah. Now therefore, Yahweh, Hashem, Elohim, Tzvaot, Elohim of hosts of armies, Elohei Israel, the Elohim, the true good, the true God of Israel, the man who sees the true good, the true God, Yasharel, Elohei Israel, Hakatzi, Hakitza, Zika, Hakitza, 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 Lifkod, arouse thyself to punish, Hakitza, Lifkod, Kol Hagoyim, Hakitza, Lifkod, Hakitza, Lifkod, Kol Hagoyim, arouse thyself to punish, Kol Hagoyim, Kol Hagoyim, Kol Hagoyim, all the nations, whether black or white, it's a death to black and white down presses. Hakitza, Lifkod, Kol Hagoyim, Allah Tachon, Kol Bogde Aven. Bogde Aven, Aven, Awin, Aven, the Bogde, call the Bogde, Awin. Show no mercy, Al Tachon, show no mercy, Al Tachon, Al Tachon, Al Tachon, show no mercy, no mercy. Chon from Chen, from the Hana, show no mercy, Al Tachon, call Bogde, Awin, Selah. Poor, show no mercy to any iniquitous traitors. So we have the Elohim. The Elohim, we have the Elohim as Tzvaot, Elohim as Tzvaot, right? Wa'ata Yahuwah Elohim as Tzvaot. Thou therefore, Lord God of hosts, Elohei Israel, the Elohim of Israel, 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 arouse thyself, Hakita, Lifkod, to punish, Fikod, Fikad, Lifkod, to punish, Kol Hagoyim. Call Hagoyim, all, call Ha the Goyim, the nationalities, the ethnicities, the nations, the difficulty created by the word Hagoyim. Some say that the word nations was pointed out, as we pointed out in the intro to today's daily song, but It is possible that, as we have in Psalm 7, the prayer for a judgment upon personal enemies and personal haters is expanded into a prayer for a judgment upon all the enemies, the haters of Israel, the haters of Ethiopia, Israel, right? Especially the children of the Ethiopians, children of Israel, we Ethiopian Hebrews, we the black Jews, the line of the tribe of Judah. And in that general judgment, the treacherous Israelites, the treacherous Israelites, those Israelites that ain't right, right? The carnal-minded Israelites, the haters of the King of Kings of Kadamari, Haile Selassie, Nainai, Rastafari in Ethiopia, the Ethiopia of Adonai, Jah, Rastafari, those treacherous Israelites who are iniquitously plotting against the psalmist and 99 life and liberty will meet with their due reward. The change, however, of O Lord, that we have in verse 3, Yahuwah, to the Elohei Israel, Elohei Israel, the Elohim of Israel. This suggests that this verse is a subsequent addition to the Mizmor, some say, made when it was taken, this psalm, right, this psalm of David, Le David, right, when it was made and taken for use in the Hekal, in the liturgy, for temple worship. Now, the vicissitudes, trials, tribulations, ups and downs and trolleys, and the experiences of David, a man after Adonai's own heart, right, being a reflection. This is a reflection of those suffered by the whole community, the whole common unity, David, right, what he experienced. Once again, this shows that contradistinction between we, the black Jews, the line of the tribe of Judah, I now have the new name, the precious name, Rastafari, and those Israelites that ain't right, right, those carnal-minded, fleshy, the haters of the King of Kings, right, the King of Kings, right, and his Christ, right, and his anointed. I now have the new name, the precious name, new name, Rastafari. So this psalm, right, this psalm is in tune with the reason for the season. Now, on such a hypothesis, as one would say, right, a hypothesis, this alludes to their neighbors, right? The nations now are the neighboring peoples. They are neighboring peoples who oppress, rephrase, downpress Ethiopia, Israel. Right, the Ethiopian, we the Ethiopian Hebrews, we are the royal order, but that oppressed Israel, right, without cause, right, and then there are those enemies within the nation who are downpressing their fellows, right, like those Israelites that ain't right with their lies and their blasphemies and their slanders against His Divine Majesty, Kadamawi, Haile Selassie, HaKadosh, Baruchu, Baruch Hashem, and I, Rastafari, right, and the children, the faithful children of the Ethiopians, according to the Amos 9 and 7, right, as well as Psalm, what is it, 87 and 4, and elsewhere we have the evidence of this. Now here, the enemies are described coming forward, right, coming forward. So we have a few interesting sections of today's daily psalm, just a kind of a basic overview, an overview of today's daily psalm, right? We have a few basic sections, right, coming up right here after the Selah. After the Selah right here, once again, this verse right here, this is a prayer in danger, noon, eight, psalm. Hata Yahuwah Elohim HaSevaot, Elohei Yisrael, HaKitzah Lifkod Kol HaGoyim, Ala Tachon Kol Bogdei Aren, Selah, 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 Selah.
הצילני מפועלי אבן ומאנשי דמים הושיעני. כי הנה ערבו לנפשי, יגורו עלי עזים, לא פשעי ולא חטאתי אדוני. בלי עוון ירצון ויקוננו,
עורה לקראתי וראה. ואתה אדוני אלוהים צבאות אלוהי ישראל, הקיצה לפקוד כל הגויים, אל תחון כל בוגדי אבן אלא. ישובו לערב, יהמו חקלב ויסובבו עיר, הנה יביעון בפיהם חרבות בשפתותיהם, כי מי שומע? ואתה אדוני תשחק למו, תלעג לכל גויים. עוזו אליך אשמורה, כי אלוהים משגבי, אלוהי חסדי יקדמני, אלוהים יראני ושורריי. אל תהרגם פן ישכחו עמי, הנעמו וחלך והורידמו מגיננו אדוני. חטאת פימו דבר שפתמו, וילחדו בגאונם, ומעלה ומכחש יספרו. קלה וחמה, קלה ואינמו, וידעו כי אלוהים מושל ביעקב לאפסי הארץ סלע. וישובו לערב, יהמו חקלת ויסובבו עיר. המה יניעון לאכול, אם לא יסבעו וילינו. ואני אשיר עוזיך, וארנן לבוקר חסדיך, כי היית משגב לי, ומנוס ביום צר לי. עוזי אליך אזמרה, כי אלוהים משגבי, אלוהי חסדי.
Here. We're still here in the Sefer Tehillim in today's daily psalm, the noon 8, the 59th psalm, Psalm LIX. And here we're at verse, the Sefer Tehillim has verse 7, the KJV is verse 6, but we're not reading the KJV right now. We're focusing on the Sefer Tehillim translation. We ride up with the Royal Amharic HSV, Hanasamasi version. We'll compare that with the KJV side by side as we do as a Zionai, who's a custom or tried, you know, in the royal order, the Ethiopian Hebrew for the daily psalms, all right? So right here, just following along right here, we have after the Selah, we have the Selah, where it says, Thou therefore, O Yahweh, Yahuwah, Elohim, Sevaot, Elohei Yisrael, Hakitzah, Lifkod, Kol Hagoyim, על תחון כל בוגדי אבן, 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 סלה. Arouse thyself, הקיצה, לפקוד כל הגויים. Arouse thyself to punish all the nations. כל הגויים, על תחון, על תחון, show no mercy. כל בוגדי אבן, to any iniquitous traitors. Selah, 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 pause. Now after the pause we have Yashuhu La Erev Ya Yehemua Ha Kalev Yashuhu La Erev Yehemua Ha Kalev. They return at evening. They howl like a dog. Yehemu, Yehemu, Ka, Ka, Kalev, Ka, Kalev, Ka, Kalev, Ka, or Ha, Kalev, Ka, Kalev, some would say, or Ka, Kalev, Ka, Kalev, Ka, Kalev, like a dog, like a Kalev, the Kalev, Kalev, or Kalev, some say in modern Hebrew, Kalev, Ka, Kalev, Ka, Kalev, right? So it has interesting rhyme in that sense. Yashuvu, La Erev, Yehemu, Ka Kalev. They return at evening. They howl like a dog. We are sovavu ir. We sovavu ir. We are sovavu ir. They go round about the city. We are sovavu. We sovavu. They go round. We sovavu ir. Ir. We sovavu ir. They go round about the city. Hine, look here, hine, here it is, hine. Ya bi'un, they belch out, ya bi'un, bi fihem, they belch out with their mouth, ya bi'un, bi fihem. Here, ravot, bi sifa totehem. B'sifatotehem, swords are in their mouths. Chiravot. B'sifatotehem. Ki mi shomea. Swords are in their lips. For who doth hear? This is what they say. Ki mi, they ask this question. Ki mi shomea. Ki mi shomea. Ki mi, who? For who? Ki, for me. Who? For who? Shomea. For who hears? Shomea. For who hears? Ki mi shomea. So these two verses here, verses 6 to 7, the enemies are described. We have a description of the enemies. Yashubu, la Ereb, Yehemu, Ka Kaleb, Yashuvu, La Erev, at evening, Yehemu, Ka Kaleb, like a dog, Yehemu, they howl, we sovavu, ir. We sovavu ir. And they go round about the city. They return at evening, graphically likening them to dogs. Ka Kalev. Right? Or Ka Kaleb. The Kaleb. We have this in also more in Psalm 22. Right? Here when the siphon sequence. We're looking at the sequence of the season and the reasons for the season. So the Psalms also speak, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, of where we are at in the season. This is what it means, chavarim. It says, teach us to number our days here in the season. Right? So the graphic likening, right, of the enemies to dogs, right, is connected also with Psalm 22, roughly around about verse 16, 17. Depends on KJV or the Sefer Tehillim. But Psalm 22, round about verse 16:17, which in eastern cities, they come back at dusk. The dogs, they come back at dusk to prowl the streets and ravenously searching for food. They're searching for food. So this is what's mean by Yashuvu, La Erev, La Shuvu, Yashuvu, 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 La Erev. They return, Yashuvu, Shuvu, Yashuvu, La Erev, Yehemu, Ka Kalev, Yehemu, Ka Kaleb, and they howl like a dog going round about the city. Verse 7, KJV verse 7, is the Chet verse in Sefer Tehillim. Here we have the Hine, behold, Hine, here, Hine, 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 here it is. Look, here it is. Hine, here it is. Yabi'un abifihem. They belch out with their mouth. The comparison to dogs, to the Kalev, or the Kaleb, is dropped, and they are depicted as pouring forth a stream of malicious words, which are as deadly as swords, as deadly swords. Chiravot, chiravot, bi
sifa totehem. Chravota be sifa totehem. Be siftotehem. Siftotehem. Their lips. Their lips. Chravot. Chravot. The chrav. Charev. Charev. Chravot. Swords. Swords. Be sifa totehem. In their lips. Kimi shomea. Kimi shomea. Kimi shomea. Kimi shomea. Who hears? Who hears? Who hears? Who hears? For who hears? You see, Ha Elohim, the true Elohim, the true God, the true God, they say, such those Israelites, it ain't right. They say, right, will pay no heed to the cry of the man, even the Rastaman, the man that they have marked down for destruction and downstruction and interfere with their designs. They think that Elohim, Elohim Yisrael, they think that Yahuwah is on their side, right? So that's why they don't say this, don't say that they say this, but this is what they say. They say, for who hears, right? For who hears? Who is listening, right? Someone must be listening. The psalmist is saying, who hears? Who is hearing? Ki mi shomea. Is anybody listening? Ki mi shomea. Ki mi shomea. So even the sense can be both applied to the psalmist saying, look how they're belching out with their mouths. Hi me yabi'u na bi'fihem. Look how swords are in their lips. Achravot abir sifatotehem. Kimia shomea. Who is hearing? So here we get a description of the enemy in these two verses. Then we have verses 8-9. Here Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, the true judge, will interfere. Will interfere. Ve'ata, 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 and the eye, Yehovah. Wata, wata Yahuwah, Yahuwah, wata Yahuwah. Tishak, tishak alamo, tishak, tishak. Sound familiar? Yishak, yishak, to laugh. Tishak lamo, tishak lamo. You shall laugh at them. Tishak alamo. Til agal chola goyim. But thou, the I, Yod Hey Wehey, he who be, who he be, is divine majesty. Wata Yahuwah, Tisahak Alamo. You shall, Tisahak Alamo. You shall laugh at them. Tisahak Alamo. Tisahak Alamo. Tisahak Alamo. You shall laugh at them. Tila'aga lechola goyim. Thou shall have kol goyim, all nations. Til'ag, 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 til'ag. Tilag, in derision, all that will lag behind. Tilaga lechol goyim. Shall have all nations, all the nationalities, right? In derision, whether black or white, down presses, they shall all, Jah will intervene. But thou, wata, wata Yehovah, wata Yahuwah, tisahak lamo. But thou, the retort now is to their question, or to this question, ki mi shomea, ki mi shomea, to that question, shomea, who is hearing, ki mi for who is hearing, ki mi shomea, the response is, wa'ata Adonai, wa'ata Adonai, wa'ata, wa'ata Yahuwah, tisahak alamo, til'aga lekola goyim, but thou. Now, this verse, also like verse 5, some say this verse was also added to the Mizmor at a later date when the psalm was used in the Heikal and for the temple worship as part of the Kaddish, some say. Now, here we have in verse 9, right, it's verse 8 in the KJV, the same verse, but thou shalt laugh at them, tisahak alamo, tisahak alamo. Here we have a reflection on the second in the psalm, so the second mizmor, the second psalm, the Beit psalm, right? The second psalm, round about verse 3, 4, round about 3 and 4, right? Depends on if you're looking at the Sefer Tehillim, right, the manuscripts, or you're looking at the KJV, roughly around about verse 4, 3 or 4 in Psalm 2, shall laugh at them. Tishak, tishak lamo. The seed shall be called Yishak, Yishak. Right? He laugh, he shall laugh. Tishak lamo.
speaking to you, B-U-E-B. Vata, Wata, Yahuwah, Tisahat, Lamo. She'll laugh at them. Now here, in the ninth verse, we have a refrain. Now these two verses, right, verses 8 and 9, right, verses 8 and 9, because of his strength, I will wait for thee, I, for God is my high tower. For God is my high tower. We have a refrain that's repeated with variations as well in verse 17. In verse 17. And there's a note there as well, if we can get up to that in this shiur, in this study here for today's daily psalm, the noontay psalm, Psalm L-I-X psalm, a prayer in danger psalm. We have the refrain, the azmach. It's like the song refrain. It's like the chorus, so to speak. Because of his strength, ozo, 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 ozo eleka, eleka, eshmora, 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 ozo eleka, eshmora. Because of his strength, ozo eleka, eshmora, or eshmora, eshmora. Ozo eleka eshmora. Because of his strength, I will wait. I will wait. I will guard. I will keep, protect. Eshmora, eshmora, shomer, eshmora. Ozo, ozo eleka eshmora. I will wait for thee, I. Ki Elohim, misagavi. Misagavi for Elohim. Ki Elohim for the true good, the true God. Ki Elohim, misagavi. Misagavi, Misagavi is my high, 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 high tower. So this is the refrain right here. Because of his strength, Uzo eleka eshmora. Ki Elohim Misagavi, 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 Uzo, because of his strength. So here we have Ha Elohim intervening, the true good, the true God, the true judge intervening in verses 8 and 9. Now, verses 10 to 13, the fate of the ratchet, the fate of the wicked, the fate of the ratchet, in these verses right here. Elohei chasado yikadameni. Now, if we go according to the kati, what is written, the kati, we have Elohei chasado. Point as chasado. Right? Some suggest in the kare, Elohei chasidi, 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 Elohei chasidi. In other words, the God, the good, the God of my mercy, O Lord of his mercy, 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 Elohei chasidi. That's point as chasidi, my mercy, Elohei chasido, according to what is written. So it's written as chasido, which would be his mercy, Elohei chasido. But the kare, what is said, Elohei chasidi. Some think that it might be a scribal error because we have the same phraseology as the last words of today's daily psalm, where it says, for God, the true good, is my high tower, ki Elohim amisagavi, Elohei chasidi, Elohei chasidi, chasidi, Elohei chasidi, God, Elohim, the true good, the true God, the Elohim of my mercy. Elohei, Elohei, Elohei chasidi. So we have it pointed there. But here in the 10th verse, KJV, if you look in the King James Version, in the Sefer Tehillim will be the Yod Aleph verse, or the 11th verse. But here at this verse, we have Elohei chasidi. This is the kare of it, written chasado, his mercy. Elohei chasidi, my mercy. The Elohim of my mercy. Yikadameni, 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 yikadameni. Shall kedem, shall meet I. Elohei chasidi, yikadameni, shall meet I. Elohim yareini, bir shorerai. Elohim will let me gaze, will let me see. Yareini, 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 Elohim yareini, bir shorai, will let me gaze, let me see, let me look upon mine adversaries. Bir shorai, the shorai, 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 the shorai, right? Elohim
Yareini, 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 caused me to ray, to see, right? Ray, to see, ray, Elohim, Elohim, Yareini, Bishorai, the Elohim of my mercy, Elohei Chassidi, Yik Ademeini, Ademeini, will meet I. So, as you just mentioned, the Kere, what it said is my mercy, the Kati, what is written, means that my Elohim shall come to meet me with his mercy, the way it's written, Elohei Chassido, Chassido, Elohei Chassido, the Elohim of his mercy, Elohei Chassido, Elohei Chassido. Right? It's interesting because here we also almost have like with the name Haila, 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 the Haila, you know, the Hail as well, the Elohei, Hailiai, Elohai, Hailiai. But in this sense, as it's connected, like when we say Hail, Hail, power, Haile, the power of. So Elohei, the Hey, Elohei is to be followed, like when we say Elohei Yisrael, Elohei Yisrael in verse 5, Elohei Yisrael, the true good, the true God of, the God of, like saying Haila, Haila, right, the power of. So that means something follows afterward, right? Maybe you have Haile Selassie, Haile Yesus, right? Haile Marian. You know, this is show how the construct, right, of the Afro-Shemitic. So here we have Elohei Hasido, implying that the Elohim, right, my Elohim, the Elohim, right, of his mercy, Yikademeni, the Kedeme, Yikademeni, Yikademeni, shall meet I, even I and I. Now, here in this section, the fate of the ratchet. You see, on the fate of the ratchet, we have, or the wicked, we have verses 10 to verse 13. And here in verse 11, Al Tahargim, slay them not. Al Tahargim, pen. Yishakachu, 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 pen, yishakachu, ami. Lest my people forget, pen, yishakachu, ami. Lest forgetting them, my people forget, unless my people forget. Han'emo, b'chaylika, make them wander, scatter them, make them wander. Hin'emo, 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 make them wander to and fro. Hin'emo, b'chaylika, b'chaylika, by the eye chayl, by the eye power, b'chaylika. We horidemo, horidemo, and bring them down. Maginenu Adonai, O Lord, O Adonai, O Adonai, Ainai Magin, Ainai Shield, Maginenu Adonai, don't slay them, Al Tahargim, slay them not. The psalmist in Ainai does not pray that his enemies, even among those Israelites that ain't right, carnal-minded Israelites, right, the fleshy Israelites that hate the King of Kings and his Christ, and I, the new name, the precious name, Rastafari, and the children of the Ethiopians, we say, Allah Tahargain, don't slay them. Not praying, right, you know, that I and our enemies may suffer a cruel, a lingering punishment, that he may gloat, that we could gloat over, you know, going over their pain, but that the visitation may be such as will form a visible monument and manifestation of Adonai Jah, Rastafari's righteous judgment, whereas a swift and a complete destruction, striking awe for the moment, might soon and very soon be forgotten. Make them wander to and fro. Hidden the Amo from the Nuah, right? Like the Kadesh Barnea, the Barnea, the wandering, wavering to and fro. Right? Is it love and hate? Can never be friends. Is it love? It's love. Yay, yay. Make the nay, nay. Right? But these Israelites that ain't right, make them wander to and fro. Drive them from their homes and degrade them from their position of influence to wander about as outcasts. This is what happened. Right. This is what happened to the children of Israel. You remember how they hated on their brother Yosef,
Right? Joseph, they sought to murder him. Right? They were envious and jealous of their brother and sold their brother into slavery. Now notice that Yosef being a type of HaMoshiach, a type of Christ. Right? Weep not, behold, the line of the tribe of Judah, the root of David has prevailed. Right? So drive them out, cast them out, that they be far and wide, right? That far and wide as a visible proof of Adonai Jah, Rastafari's condemnation of those who slander and spread lies against the King of Kings. And I have the new name, the precious name, Rastafari. Because see the context, let's keep in mind the context of today's daily song. Lamnat Eyach, Ala Tashcheta Le David. Mikatam biyashloach Shaul, when Saul sent, Vayishmeru, and they watch et habet, they watch the house, la hemito, to do what? Hemito, la hemito, to kill him, Saul. I remember Saul and the Israelites. Remember Israel, the 10 northern tribes. Right? Remember later on the civil war, right, against Judah. Right, even the civil war in the latter days against the line of the tribe of Judah by these Israelites, these Hebrews and Israelites that ain't right, but they're like their forefathers. Remember the 10 spies that spread lies that discovered that whole generation to wander in the wilderness after coming out of Egypt for 40 years. Right, so here, this is what the prayer is. The psalmist is not praying that his enemies may suffer a cruel or lingering punishment. He said, slay them not. Allah Tahargay Pena Yisha Kahu Ami, lest my people forget. Hen Aimo Behaileka by your Hail, Behaileka by the eye's power. Oh Hashem Kermawi Hail Salasi, by the eye's Hail, Behaileka. Bring them down off their pomps and pride, my Giminu Adonai, Doniai, Jah, Rastafari. Bring them down. Into the nethermost pit, we have this idea connected with Psalm 55, round about verse 24. Also Psalm 56, round about verse 8. Our shield, Maginenu, the Magin. Now, you know the connection of the Magin, Dawid, there's a lot of ones who say this and that, but let's recognize it here in the word, Maginenu Adonai. Dawid saying that Adonai is I and I, Magin, right? Our Magin, Maginenu Adonai, Maginenu, I and I Shiva. The psalmist speaks not only for himself, and I and I not speaking just for I and I himself, but for the whole community. The common unity of his divine majesty. He is concerned, he and we are concerned with more than I's own danger, thinking also of the effect upon the entire nation when some lawless men are its leaders, right? Its leaders, right? These Israelites that ain't right, when these lawless ones, right, are the leaders. Hence, the reference here is Ami. Ami, right? Ami, my people. Pena Yisha Kahua, Ami, lest my people forget. Verse 12. Chatat apimo. Debara se fatemo. For the sin, chatat apimo. The sin, the uckery. The uckery of their mouth, right? The lies that they spread against the blameless children of the Ethiopians and against his divine majesty, the conquering lion, the tribe of Judah, against I and I, Rastafari, Joseph, Barhana Selassie, a.k.a. Robert Nesta Marley, better known as Bob Marley, these Israelites that ain't right. This is about them right here. Chata'ata pimo debara sifatemo. We ye lachdu be gonam me ala umia kahash ye saperu, for the sin of their mouth, the uckery
of their mouth and the words, the devara sifatemo, and the words of their lips. Let them even be taken. Now get this here. How will Shaul, representing the Israelites, right, the northern, right, remember that civil war between Yehuda, Judah land is in the south. That's the connection right there. Again, right, with Ethiopia, and again, with the man who is the sign and the seer. Weep not, behold, Gurmawi, Kedamawi, Hala Selassie, and those who lie and slander and fight against the righteous, right, against God's children, even of the new name, the precious name. So notice the context here. This psalm is speaking, we have Shaul on one side seeking to slay, right? He is the ruling influence right now, right? And in this, today's daily psalm, and here's Dawid, the words of Dawid, even I and we, Rastafari, right? He's saying, Had a'ata pimo debara sefatemo, wi li lachdua bignoam, ua me'alla, ua miyakahasha yisaperu. Let them even be taken in their pride. In their pride, be gaonam, be gaonam. Yeah, let them big up themselves, right? Right, lying and slandering, right, the righteous, right, lying and slandering against Kedamawi, Hala Selassie, Nainai, Rastafari, Nainai, brothers, right, like Bob Marley, Burhana Selassie, Nainai, Rastafari, Joseph. There ain't nothing new under the sun. It says, Ume Allah, Allah for cursing, the Allah, Ume Allah, Allah, cursing, Ume Allah, Ua Mikahash, U mi kahash, and from u mi, and from kahash, lying, kahash, the lies, isaperu, for the cursing and the lying which they speak against Gurmawi, Kermawi, Haile Selassie, against Ainai Rastafari, against Burhana Selassie, against Ainai, against the blameless children of the Ethiopians, against the covenant. So here we have this verse, we're in verse 12 right here, for the sin of their mouth. Literally, the word of their lips is the sin of their mouth. This is what it, in the Hebraics of it. Chata'ata pimo, debara sifatemo. Chata'ata pimo, debara sifatemo. Here where it says, for the sin of their mouth, by the sin, the uckery. Chata'ata pimo, fimo of their mouth, debar sifatemo, and the words of their lips are saying that the words of their lips is the sin of their mouth, the uckery which they speak, which is well paraphrased, right? Like paraphrasing, their mouth sins by each word of their lips. Let them be taken in their pride. Let their self-assurance that they are Israelites because they are carnal-minded, flesh and blood, yes. Not all who are of Israel are Israel. Ye must be born again in spirit and in truth. Let them be taken, therefore let them be taken in their pride. Let them be taken in their pride. With yelachadu, yelachadu, with yelachadu, v'yelachadu, with yelachadu, be gnoa, yelachadu, v'lachadu, v'gnoa. Be gnoam. Let them be taken in their pride. Let their self-assurance be the means of their downfall. And the defined question, for who will hear? Ki mi shomea. Receives an answer for that, which convincingly demonstrates that there is ahadu amlak. There is the one that heareth. Consume them in wrath. Consume them, kale, bechema kale. Consume them, kale, bechema kale. Consume them, kale, bechema in wrath, bechema in wrath, kale. We nemo, that they be, and no more. We nemo, and no more. That they be, no more. We yedu, aki Elohim Moshela be Yaakov, le afse haaretz sela. Selah, and let them know. Let them come to cognizance. Let them come to know. Let them get to know. The gnosis, come to cognizance. Know this. Let them know. Make them know. Let them know that Elohim, the true good, the true God, Ki Elohim, Moshe Labi Yaakov, ruleth in Jacob, right? That Elohim, the true good, the true God, rules in Jacob. Le'afse ha'aretz, to the ends of the earth, Selah, pause. So here, including this section right here, the next to last section, the fate of the ratchet, the fate of the wicked. In this section right here, the fate of the ratchet, the fate of the wicked. Consume them. Kale, consume them. The repetition of the verb, it indicates the urgency of the supplication. Kale, avichema, kale. Kale, consume them. Another example is to be found in LVII. We have this in Psalm 57, round about verse 2. Venemo. That they be no more. No contradiction is to be discerned with the prayer, slay them not. In verse 11. Allah tahargeim. No contradiction. Right. See, he and I and we does not presume to suggest to Elohim, to Ha-Elohim, Eloheinu, how they are to be punished. We're not suggesting to Ha-Elohim how to punish those Israelites that ain't right. No. Well, that slander the King of Kings Christ and I of the new name, the precious name. No, after they had served as a living example, they need to be a living example of the divine, the I-Vine, of his divine majesty's retribution. Ha Elohim. So he prays it. I pray even as I say in today's daily psalm, will adopt measures that they be incapable of ever again working such ratchetness and such mischief. Let them know. Let them know. Better, in a sense, make it be known. Let men know, literally in the sense of let men know, let them know, let them know to the ends of the earth, that Elohim ruleth, Moshe Yaakov, he ruleth in Jacob, and through Jacob, the psalmist, and I, our desire, right, desires that his personal salvation shall yield the truth. That our personal salvation, may our personal salvation yield a truth which gains a universal and universal, non-partial recognition. Let them recognize. Kale, Bechema Kale, Wenemo, Weyedu, Ki Elohim, Moshel, Yaakov, Le, Afse, Haaretz, Selah. Selah.
His foundation is in the wall of mountain. Jealous is the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of the O city of God. I'll make mention to Rehob and Babylon to them that know I. With the old Philistine Tyria with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
El Shaddai, protect our night, every day we cry. We no want a mariner's call if we fly. Praise the Most High.
Hearken unto the words of Jacob. These are the words of our father. Oh, Israel, let me live, let Reuben live and never die. I will give praises to the Most High. Let me live,
Let Reuben live and never die. I will give praises to the Most High.
My evil boy, everything takes time.
So in today's daily song, we have a perfect structure of a song. This is why I'm just noting right here after the Selah, picking up here with today's daily song. Today's daily psalm, the noon eight psalm, Psalm LIX, Psalm 59, a prayer in danger. So now after the Selah, KJV, it should be the verse 13 after that Selah verse, consume them. Now we're reading right here, we have the Sefer Tehillim. Not the KJV, but let's just do this right here and just bring up the KJV. We're going to ride up with the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews to hear the HSV, Haile Selassie version, compared side by side in a parallel reading, and also the beginning of the study in the Royal Order, the Ethiopian Hebrew Psalms according to the Royal Order in the Royal Amharic, the Amharic Bible, the Revised Amharic Bible, the Authorized Revised Amharic Bible, the Book of the Seven Seals. We're going to ride up with that, but just noting here, as we go from the groundation, the first principles, right, the groundation here in the Hebrew, right, in the Hebrew Psalms, according to the Sefer Tehillim, the Psalter. So here we have today's daily Psalm, 59th Psalm, the noon 8th Psalm, and we're picking up right here at verse 14, the Chabarim, after the consume them, Kale. Consume them in wrath, consume them that they not. Now it's interesting looking at the KJV right here for the 13th verse. This is the verse that leads up to the Selah, and we have the final four verses of today's daily psalm right here. But looking at the structure, because here at verse 14, we have the refrain or the chorus, the azmach again. And at evening, let them return and let them make a noise like a dog and go round about the city. That's the KJV right there. And they return at evening. V'yashuvu la'erev yehemu ha'kalev. And they return at evening. V'yashuvu la'erev yehemu ha'kalev. Kalev, dog, and they return at evening. We yashuvu la'erev. Yehemu ka kalev. We sovevu. We sovevu. Interesting. You know that some call it dreidel, but it's a spin. Spin them, Jaja. But they're going around, round and round and round. Round about the ear. Right? We sovevu, ear. They go round about the city. So here's the chorus line again. We have this from verse 6. For the purpose of marking the contrast, so a contrast here. So I'm looking at the structure of today's daily psalm, and it's structured as a song, you know, to the chief musician, to the musical leader, to selector, you know, upon this rhythm or that rhythm, that melody, right, that melody or that rhythm, you know what I mean, or these instruments, right, to selector, right, to the DJ, to the chief musician, Lanateach, the Mezmarana Leka, right, and then we have the structure of the psalm, right? And certain psalms, like today's daily psalm, have a very obvious chorus and structurally speaking as we study, right? So we can give praise, right? To give praise with understanding, Psalm 47:7, right, to give praise with I have a standing over standing, but it begins with, first of all, looking down and look upon what we're standing, and standing on the rock, right? So we look at the ground, and what's the groundation? Are we standing on the rock, right? So I and I climbing Jacob's ladder from low degrees to high degrees here in today's daily psalm. After the Selah pours, we pick up right here with the fate, right, the fate of the ratchet compared with his own and the righteous, the tzaddik, the tzaddik, their fate with the rasha'in, the ratchet, the wicked, even amongst those of Israel, right, they may be our skin folk, but are they in truth, in spirit and truth, our kin folk? Right? Not all who are of Israel are Israel. So we are particularly pointing this, especially for the season, right? The Maccabee fight to the Hanukkah light, right? Even in this season, the Torah portion reading and feeding, right? The hatred and the envy, right, of those who are Israelites, and also to recall the words of Shaul, speaking of Paul, Paulos. You know, it's interesting. Paul is a very interesting example. Remember his name, Shaul, and how he persecuted the church, but there was that repentance. Right, that repentance. So it's also interesting when we consider, right, the context of the psalm for I and I of the church of the firstborn, right, the church of Rastafari. I and I have that new name, that precious name, and the slander and the lies and the blasphemies and the hatred, right, and the same sort of isms and schisms that we find of the Israelites. But then also we have Yehuda, Judah. Right, and we, the black Jews of the line of the tribe of Judah, right, of Kadamawi, Haile Selassie, the line of the tribe of Judah, the root of David. Right? So we have this link with David, right, and the enmity of Shaul, or Saul, and the Israelites. Remember, the Israelites, the ten tribes, for about 7 years when David was king in Hebron, right, for 7 years, the northern tribes, they refused to accept and acknowledge that because the hatred was just so thick, right? The hatred was just so, it's like with the sons of Jacob, Yaakov, in this Torah portion, reading and feeding. This is a very important connection with today's daily psalm. You know, I hope that we're able to share this in this particular season as well. So if the eye of them get to hear this word right here, Psalm 59. Right, in the season. Now, there's also another context to the season, the time, and in the season with this psalm, according to the royal order, teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts to chokmah, to wisdom. So here, let's ride up right here with the fate of the ratchet, of the wicked, in the context of Saul, right, and the Israelites against David and the Judahites, and I and I of the line of the tribe of Judah, I and I, the new name, the precious name, I and I, Rastafari. And they return at evening. We yashubu la ereb yehemu ka kaleb. We yasobebu ir heima heima yenuun yenuuna la ekol ekol. And they wander up and down. They wander up and down to devour for food, le echol, echol, le echol, for food, right, for meat, or to devour, to eat, right? Im lo yisibu, yisibu, wayalinu, and they tarry all night. They tarry all night out there in the streets, right? If they have not their fill, if they have not found nothing to eat, right, because then we've got to eat. Right, the eager, right, and that plague and that curse got to eat in the context that we speak here in today's daily psalm. So here, the 15th verse, or that's safer to Helene wise, but the 14th verse, picking up after the Selah at evening. Right now, here in the 15th verse, let them wander up and down for meat or to devour. Let them wander up and down. Hema, they wander. Right, they wander up and down, right? They wander up and down for meat, right? And they grudge, right? They grudge, yin'un, right? Yin'un le echol, echol, le echol, le echol, right? To devour, right? They wander up and down for food, and they grudge
if they be not satisfied. Now, it's interesting the word grudge right there. Just to look at the context right here, the word grudge. This is the KJV, but they tarry all night. They tarry all night. So they wander. The subject is emphatic in the Hebrew. But for as for me, in the next verse, all right, so we have an emphasis on they, heima, and they, heima, heima, yin'un le'echol, le'echol, le'echol. They wander up and down, to and fro, back and forth, right, but up and down, they wander about, heima, heima, heima is they, heima, heima, they themselves, yin'un le'echol. They themselves wander up and down for food. Imlo, yisibu'uwa, wayalinu. And they tarry all night if they have not their fill. In the broad ways, right out there in the broad ways, those Israelites that ain't right, they tarry all night in the broad ways, right in the broad ways for what? For food. For food, for something to eat. Recognize, you better recognize. Right, there ain't nothing new under the sun. But now we have that emphasis here with the Hema. And then we get to the 16th verse that says, Wani, 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 Wa'en-ani, and I, as for I, but as for me, but as for I, but I, KJV has in the verse 16, but I, Wani, but the Hebrew brings that more forcefully. So when we get to the 15th verse, it says, Hema, Hema, they themselves are yinuna le'ekol, 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 ekol, 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 to eat, to devour. Imlo, yisibu'u, 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 if they don't have their fill, if there's not their fill, wayalinu, wayalinu, they would tarry all night out on the streets, right, looking for other victims. Right, even those Israelites that ain't right, we think they're out there in the streets doing. Oh, you believe the lie of the liars. Or you might be a child of a liar too. Ye must be born again. This is what he says here in verse 16. Wani, wani, ashir uzeka. Wani, ashir uzeka. Wani, ashir uzeka. But I, as for me, as for I, and I will sing, Ashir, Ashir Uzeka, Ashir Uzeka. I will sing of the eyes, Uzi, of the eyes strength, Uzeka, Uzeka. Why Ranein, why Ranein, Ranein. And I was singing and ringing tones aloud. Why Ranein. La bokera chasideka, 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 chasideka. Why ranina la bokera chasideka? And I will sing aloud of thy mercy, chasideka, thy's mercy, la bokera in the when? In the morning, kia haita. Misagav li, for the eye has been my high time, my misagav. Ki hayita, misagav li, for the eye has been, the eye has become, ki hayita, 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 misagav, 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 high tower li, for me. Ua, ua, manom, u manom, u manom. And refuge beyom tsarli, u manom beyom tsarli, and a refuge in the day of my distress, or in the day distress for I, u maon, slika, u manon, u manon na beyom tsarli. So them wandering. Right, them wandering, let's say wandering, they're wandering, right? Vagabonds, right? Ratchets, right, to devour. The object to be understood is the psalmist and I and I. They want to devour, they want to eat, I and I. They're tarrying all night, the whole night is spent in search of their prey. And it passes without their having their fill. Their quest, it fails. Then in verse 16, thy strength, uzeka, uzeka, the eye strength. Right. Oh, my strength, I will sing. Oh, my strength, I will sing. Ashir uzeka wani, as for I. Oh, my strength. Now, it's interesting, in the King James Version, it says, to thee, oh, my strength, will I sing. it doesn't really bring out the force of what the Hebrew has, but as for I. It's like they wander up and down. And the next verse, but as for I, why, ani, asher uzeka. But as for I will sing of the I strength. KJV says, to the I, oh my strength, I will sing. It doesn't really bring out the force of they, this is what they are doing, and this is what I will do. Wa'ani ashir uzeka, and I will sing. Wa'ranein, and we'll sing aloud, right? We'll sing aloud, bringing it out right here. We'll sing aloud, right? We'll sing aloud. It's interesting what we find right here in today's daily psalm right here, brothers and sisters. This is, I got to check this out, but I'm going to mention this. It's one, well, you have, there's this one verse right here. It's just kind of interesting. Well, look at the numbering right here that we have, right? In this verse right here, it's not really brought out in the real force, right? The force of it. Right, the force says, but I will sing of thy power, that uzeka. Uzeka is the strength. Remember, it has a chaylika. Chaylika. We had the chaylika in verse 11. Chaylika. Right, the chaylika. Right, it says, ha ne'emo, make them wander to and fro. The chaylika. Right, in the eye's power. Now, KJV brings it out as, by the eye power, but it's a different power, right, in that sense. So a little better translated by strength, right, the eye strength, right, the eye strength, which frustrated their plots, the uzeka, it's jaz uzi, right, jaz uzi, wani, and as for I, ashir uzeka, uzeka, I will sing of the eye strength, which, ironically speaking, is jaz uzi, right, his strength, right, which frustrated their plots, and enables I and I to survive the persistent and the determined attempts upon I and I life and the Rastafari liberty by the ain't right Israelites, right? La boker in the morning. When he finds himself safe and sound after the night spent by, you know, his enemies in their hunting for him. Remember, this is La David, Psalm of David. It says that he is I and I high tower and refuge. High tower and refuge. For KJV says, for thou hast been my defense and refuge in the day of my trouble. The Hebrew brings it more out as ki hayita, that I has become he who be who he be, yod hey weh hey, Yahuwah, Yahweh, ki hayita, right, has become me sagav li, has become my high tower. My high tower. Here KJV says as defense. The misagav, defense, right? Ua manon abiyomas arli, and refuge in the day of anxiety, right? Of distress, stress and distress, arli, that distress for I and we. Final verse right here, right? So we have the high tower and the refuge, the use of each of these similes, these word picks of Ha Elohim, the true good, he who be who he be, at the close of the Mizmor, is a revelation of his state of mind. Right, let this mind be in you, as is in HaMoshiach, Yeshua, the King of Kings Christ, the state of mind, the sense of relief that he perceives and that has become that perfect peace. Right, now that the danger is over and he has come through his ordeal, that trial, that tribulation, right, unscathed. What other protection, what other guidance or itection, guidance and protection, except that which is from Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, could have secured his and I and I's safety in so acute, right, a time and hour of danger. Now, the echo of the, we have the second half of the verse that seems to be an echo. It seems to be an echo here of Psalm 18, round about verse 3, verse 2, verse 3. We have an echo right here, an echo, the second half of the verse, right? It seems to echo that. But here, the fulfillment verse, right? Oh my strength, Uzi, Uzi Aleka. Ozileka is Amera. Ozi, my strength, my Uzi. Ozileka, my strength to the eye. Eleka to the eye, male.
Izamera, the Mezmor, Izamera, I would chant Isis, Izamera, Ozieleka, Izamera, I would chant Isis, phrases, the Mezmor. The Zamera, Zama, Mesmo, Zemeret, chant, intonate, Ozi, Eleka, Zamera, Ki Elohima Misagavi, Eloheya, Hasidi, my mercy, the Elohim, Elohei, Hailiai, the power, the true good, the true God, Elohei, Hasidi, of my mercy, oh my strength, I will sing, I will intonate, Ozi Eleka, Izamera, to the eye, eyes is Ki Elohim, for Elohim, the true good, the true God, Misagavi, is my defense, KJV has it, my high tower. In its second form, the refrain, it draws into itself these words which had followed it. The God of my mercy will come to meet me. I will sing of thy strength. Thou hast been my high tower. My defense is a high place, that high place, that high tower. We have this as well. In verse 10, Elohei Hasado Yikadameni. Elohim Yareni Beshorai. So we have this sense right here that the Elohim of my mercy, Elohei Hasidi will come to meet I. Elohei Hasidi will come to meet me. I will sing of thy strength. Thou hast been my defense, my Misagavi, my high. And so it modifies them that the loving kindness, the mercy, Chesed, Jah's love, the chesed, which in them was contemplated, itemplated, meditated as belonging to and brought by Elohim, right? By way of Elohim, the true good, the true God, is now joyfully rejoice when they say all manners of evil against thee, falsely for the name's sake. Joyfully clasped by the singer, the chanter, and I, as I and I very own, by divine, divine gift, and through his own acceptance. It's a gift, and it's the acceptance. Right? That's the key right there. It's a gift. Right? That gift of Ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God, the Elohim Ha'av, the God and Father of I and I, Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, Adonai, Yeshua, Ha-Moshiach, Ketachin, Jesus Christos, 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 Christos.
Psalm 59. Deliver me from mine enemies, O my God. Defend me from them that rise up against me. Deliver me from the workers of iniquity, and save me from bloody men. For lo, they lie in wait for my soul. The mighty are gathered against me. Not for my transgression, nor for my sin, O Lord. They run and prepare themselves without my fault. Awake to help me, and behold, thou therefore, O Lord God of hosts, the God of Israel, awake to visit all the heathen. Be not merciful to any wicked transgressors. Selah. They return at evening. They make a noise like a dog and go round about the city. Behold, they belch out with their mouth. Swords are in their lips. For who, say they, doth hear? But thou, O Lord, shalt laugh at them. Thou shalt have all the heathen in derision. Because of his strength will I wait upon thee, for God is my defense. God of my mercy shall prevent me. God shall let me see my desire upon mine enemies. Slay them not, lest my people forget. Scatter them by thy power, and bring them down, O Lord our shield. For the sin of their mouth and the words of their lips, let them even be taken in their pride. And for cursing and lying which they speak, consume them in wrath. Consume them that they may not be, and let them know that God ruleth in Jacob unto the ends of the earth. See them. And at evening let them return, and let them make a noise like a dog and go round about the city. Let them wander up and down for meat, and grudge if they be not satisfied. But I will sing of thy power, yea, I will sing aloud of thy mercy in the morning, for thou hast been my defense and refuge in the day of my trouble. Unto thee, O my strength, will I sing. God is my defense and the God of my mercy, 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 God of my mercy. my mercy on, my mercy on, my mercy on.